What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Sports Talk Buffalo. I'm your host, Drew, and thank you for making me part of your week. Just how far would the Buffalo Sabres have gone had they made the playoffs over the Florida Panthers? Find out in this upcoming episode. Stick around, and let's have some fun. Just how far would the Sabres have gone had they made the playoffs? What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another video of Sports Talk Buffalo. Before we go any further, I want to remind you guys to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you guys never miss a video. Also, remember to check out some cool merch. The links are going to be in the description below. The Buffalo Sabres missed the NHL playoffs by 1 point. Getting beat out by the Eastern Conference champions and Stanley Cup finalists, the Florida Panthers. And for those who are wondering just how close the Sabres came, if everything else stayed the same, this is how close. Just a few inches away, and the Buffalo Sabres would have ended the longest drought in NHL history and made the playoffs instead of the Florida Panthers. So seeing the fact that the Sabres were so very close and seeing the success of the Florida Panthers, many Sabres fans are wondering, could that have been us? And that's a valid question. In my opinion, the answer is most definitely no. But why not? I mean, we missed the playoffs by mere inches, again, giving everything else stays exactly the same. So why would we not have had the same success that the Florida Panthers are seeing in this NHL playoffs? There's a few reasons. The first reason being is that the Sabres simply were not good enough defensively to win in the playoffs. This past season, the Sabres gave up 300 goals against. That comes to 3.65 goals a game, which ranked them 26th in the entire NHL to finish the regular season. The Sabres also ended the season on a -4 goal differential, and they would have been the only team in the NHL playoffs with a minus goal differential. Those things adding up go to show that I just don't think the Sabres would have been that good in this NHL playoffs. This defensive ineptitude troubled the Sabres all season long, as they had a record of 8-29-5 when scoring less than 4 goals in this past season. And that is brought to you by StatMuse. That's crazy to think that the Sabres were so bad defensively that they had to score at least 4 goals a game every game to even be in the conversation of winning the game. The second reason why I believe the Sabres would have struggled in these NHL playoffs is the fact that the injuries towards the end of the season were starting to add up. And it wasn't to role-playing guys, it was to their big stars. Guys like Tuck and Thompson and Samuelson all missed time towards the end of the season or were playing through injuries at the end of the season. You had Tage Thompson, who just didn't look like himself. Towards the end of the year, he tried to grit it out and gut it out towards the end of the year and did everything he could to try to get his team to win. However, they had to pull him late in the season. You had Tuck, who came back early from an injury to give everything he had for this Buffalo Sabres team. And then you had guys like Samuelson, who was playing with, he said, I believe, broken ribs and a hurt hand or hurt ankle. He had multiple injuries that he was playing through, and he had played through them for 2 straight weeks before the Sabres finally shut him down after being eliminated. I just don't think with all these injuries piling up and piling up to their main contributors that the Sabres would have been able to get out of the first round. I think Boston takes it to the Sabres in this series beating the Sabres in six or less. The third reason is they don't have any playoff experience. The Buffalo Sabres just didn't have the same kind of horses that the Florida Panthers have. If you look at the lineups, the Buffalo Sabres lineup has nearly nobody who has a lot of playoff experience. Maybe Alex Tuch has the most experience out of the Buffalo Sabres on that roster. Of course, Craig Anderson, but I don't think that he would be getting a lot of playing time had they made it to the playoffs. But in terms of forwards, I just don't think they had, or I know they didn't have, a ton of playoff experience. And if you look at the Florida Panthers roster, they had a ton of playoff experience. Their entire lineup has played in 10, almost their entire lineup have played in 10 or more playoff games going into this playoffs. And as you know, the playoffs are a completely different animal. The Florida Panthers knew how to win. They knew what it took to win in the playoffs, and that's something that the Sabres have got to learn. The playoffs are a completely different animal than the regular season. It's way more physical. It's a tighter checking games. You're not having these freewheeling games where you're scoring 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 goals. That usually just doesn't happen a lot in the playoffs and happens less and less as the playoffs go on. And I just don't think the Sabres would have fared very well as or if they made the playoffs over the Florida Panthers. And I think it would have completely changed how the East would have played out. So overall, I believe that the Sabres, had the Sabres beaten out the Florida Panthers and captured that final playoff spot, as I said earlier, I think that the Boston Bruins would have dispatched the Sabres in six or less games, and I gave the Sabres maybe two games simply because their offensive output is just simply incredible, and I think that Devon Levi would have given the Sabres the same kind of goaltending that he did towards the end of the season. I think he would have been very strong in the playoffs, but I just don't think that they would have been able to grind out the wins that you see the Florida Panthers grinding out in overtime. I believe the Panthers right now are like 6-0 in the overtime. They are coming up with clutch goals. Their goaltender is playing out of his mind good right now. They have just a ton of playoff experience on that team, and everybody knows their role, and everybody knows what's expected of them to win playoff games and to win playoff series, and that is why the Panthers are doing so very well, and I think the Sabres would have been bounced in the first round. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section below. I love hearing from each and every one of you, and I try to engage with each and every single comment that I get on these videos. That's going to do it for this week, guys. Remember to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell, and as always, have a fantastic week.